Praise the Lord, good morning. It is good to be in the house of God, amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of Psalm. And let's read Psalm 82. Psalm 82, a psalm of Asaph. God standeth in the congregation of the mighty. He judgeth among the gods. How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness, all the foundations of the earth were out of course. I have said you are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth, for thou shalt inherit all nations. Amen. Let's start our worshiping prayer. Lord, thank you. We praise you. We magnify you. We adore you. We come before you in the name of Jesus. We pray, O God, that your word to us will come true, Lord. You are the God who will judge the nation. You will give the poor and the afflicted and those fatherless, orphans, their rights. And those have no voice, whatever had been taken away from them by force will be given to them. In the name of Jesus, we pray that your justice prevail and that your will be done, O God. Let's come to the Lord and ask Him forgiveness of our sins and trespasses. Forgive, Lord, your people. As we confess our sins and shortcomings, forgive, O God, and purify from all unrighteousness. Let's come to God and ask Him your needs. Thank you, Lord, for providing all our needs, O God. Thank you for your goodness and your faithfulness. Thank you for answering our prayers, O Lord. Let's come to God and thank Him. Let's give thanks to God for all that we have received from Him. I believe the last week, last few days, few hours, God had given us good things in addition to all what we have received from Him along all our lives. Let's give thanks to God for all that we have had come from Him. And let's remember also that all that we have also that should be directed toward Him and for Him and His purpose in our lives. Thank you, God. Thank you for all the favor, more than what we can think or imagine you had given us, more than what we deserve, more than what we ask. Thank you, God, for healing, the income, the jobs, the provision, the new doors you opened to us, the closed doors that you had been open, and the protection, deliverance, the good health, the joy, the peace, the direction, the anointing of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for all these things. Thank you for the salvation of Christ, that through his work on the cross we are saved. We thank you for eternal life. We thank you for the word of God. We thank you for the gift of these prayers. Thank you for the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We thank you for your church and the ministry. We thank you for all the joy and the gladness that you had put in each and every one of us heart and lives. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray for one another. Let's remember those who are in need of something, those our brethren who are in trouble. Anyone of you know someone who is in trouble, having difficulties, struggle? Lift him, lift her in prayer. God will answer our prayer. God will do the needful things for them. Lord, we trust you. I trust you, Lord. Answer our prayers for our brethren in the name of Jesus. Hear our prayers, O God. Answer our cry for our brothers and our sisters who are in need. Help them, Lord. Help them. Help them. Oh, Lord, help them. Pray now for your job, for your income, the place that you are working. Pray for your boss, your company, the place that God has placed you to earn your living. Pray for such. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear us, we pray, O God. Lead us, O God. Hear our prayers, O God, hear our prayers. Bless the job of each and every one of us. Stabilize the income, the visa, all documents needed to be done according to your will. And on time, I pray also, Lord, for those companies who are not giving salaries, delay salaries, provide for them, Lord. Give them income, Lord. In the name of Jesus, so that they will, all the pending salaries of our brothers and sisters, they will receive in full, O Lord. And I pray also, O God, that each and every member will be faithful in bringing his tithes, his offerings, and his first fruit to you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Pray now for the place that you came from. Pray that God will send his word and God will use you. God will use each and every one of us to bring the gospel to these places that God had brought us from. Hear our prayers, O God. Hear our prayer for mercy, Lord. Pray, pray. Pray whatever burden in your heart, you pray. As you led by the Holy Spirit, you pray. Let's pray. O God, hear our prayers. Send your word. Remove obstacles. Remove difficulties. Take our burden, O God. Take the hurdles that hinder us of moving forward fast toward the direction you call us. Lord, we pray for souls to be saved in the name of Jesus. Let's pray now for this place, UAE, that God had placed his church and all the extension to the places in Oman, Kuwait, Iraq, India, Sri Lanka, Philippines, Australia, America, also Sierra Leone and Malawi. Whatever direction that God had extended his church, let's pray that God will bless these places, the government, and there be peace so that we can preach his word. Let's pray that God will reveal himself to those in authorities, to the non-believers in these places that he had placed us, his church, that many souls will come to the Lord. Hear our prayers, O God. Prosper all these places so we too, your church, will prosper. O God, provide all documentation needed, all the logistic needs, O God, for your church, the members, the family, you provide all the documentations that's needed. O God, lands, building, whatever things needed, Lord, we trust you, Lord, that you will provide. You will give, O God. We rely on your provision, not on our own strength. We rely on your goodness, not on our own righteousness, O God. We rely on your faithfulness, O God. Wash over the work of your hands. Establish, O God, and remember all what had taken place in the history of your church, and establish the teaching, O Lord. Maintain your church, do miracles and wonders in the name of Jesus. Let's pray for the church and the ministers of the church. Pray for yourself, Lord. Tell him, fill me once again with the Holy Ghost. I want to go and serve you wholeheartedly. I'm willing to preach your word, to move forward, to do the ministry faithfully, O God, in the direction that you are leading me. In the name of Jesus, hear my prayers, O God. Hear our cry for mercy, Lord. Hear our cries, O God. Bless your church. Refill us once again with the Holy Ghost. I pray for more souls to come to you, O God. I pray for more workers to be raised up to evangelize. I pray for each and every one of us that our attitude to be changed like you, that we will manifest willingly more fruit of the Holy Spirit, that every one of us will be disciplined to follow the instruction that we receive from your word and from the Rhema word of the Holy Ghost that you send us daily and on time to direct us in the way that you want us to go. Lord, we pray, O God, we pray for all the ministers of the church, the homeschooling, O God, bless it. Help us to help all the students, the families, and also lead us to families and people who are in need of service, or being harassed, who need help and support of God. We pray for the Watchman Ministry. We bless it, all the prayer warriors. Bless the Farming Ministry, I pray. And thank God for all the mothers and the women and the families and fathers and children who are involved in farming and planting, oh God. We pray, oh God, that use this also to bring others into your kingdom, to teach them stewardship and humility, oh Lord. Bless the evangelism, bless all the Bible studies, oh God. Add to us more members, plant more congregations for the church in the name of Jesus. Lord, even today, bless, oh God, our worship, oh Lord. Bless these recordings, oh God. Bless the songs, anoint the worship, anoint the instruments, oh God. Anoint, oh Lord, the prayers, oh God. Anoint the message, the giving, all the items of our worship. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, God. We magnify you. We adore you. This is all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's all stand and worship the Lord and sing to Him from our hearts with commitment unto Him. The Father, by your body that hang and crucified, and your blood that was shed on the cross for our sins. We thank you, Lord. We bless you, O God. Thank you for the salvation, the eternal life, the joy and peace, the assurance of forgiveness, and the assurance of salvation that we receive from you, Lord. O God, as we enter the most holy place, O God, sanctify our heart, Lord. And mind and soul, to continue to serve you, O Lord, to continue to commit our lives and ways into your hand, so that you will prepare us as you would come to take us with you to heaven. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Lift your hand to the Lord. Sing to Him.
Oh,
yourself, for each and every one of us, O God. Thank you, Lord, for all the confirmations, the miracles, the wonders, the assurance that you are walking with us. Oh Lord, you are instructing us every day. Oh God, thank you for your hands that we can see. Thank you for your face that we can witness in each and every situation. Thank you for your presence, oh Lord. Thank you, because for you belong the final word of each circumstance and situation that we are passing through. Oh God, lead us. Lead us, oh Lord, to follow you more, oh God. Speak to us, speak to each and every one of us. Give us assignments, tasks, and missions to achieve for you. Answer our prayers, oh God. In Jesus' name, Amen.
Yeah.
Ghost, the Lord, ignite our heart towards you with the fire of the Holy Ghost, to go and preach your word, to teach with all authority, to rebuke, to correct, to save people from death, to snatch them from fire, to clean the earth, deliver us, to raise the people from dead. Oh God, hear our prayers. Draw us deeper in love with you, O God. Hear our prayer, Lord, in His name. With you, O God, to be fully obedient and to listen carefully and obey immediately your voice and your commands. Even today, Lord, we ask you to speak to us through your word, to direct us, to encourage us, to confirm to us the calling and the mysteries and the assignment and the task that we need to do. We thank you, Lord, and we bless you. That's our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen. Let's be seated in God's presence. Let's now collect our tithes and our offerings and our first fruits unto the Lord. As we give to God, God will give us back what we offer to Him. We thank you, Lord. We bless you for all your people who brought their tithes and offerings and first fruit unto you, O God. Look from heaven and bless them. Open the windows of heaven and pour out so much blessing that they will have no place to keep. And rebuke the devourer in their life, O God. And let all nations know they are blessed by you. And Lord, multiply this money, let your grace upon it. Use it to reach the lost, O God. And Lord, our eyes on you as a church. You'll be the one to satisfy all the needs, O God. You'll be the one to meet all the needs in the name of Jesus. O God, speak to us even today. Through your word, direct us, O God. Anoint my lips. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Continue today. Speak the word of God. And we continue to speak about the letter of Jesus to the Church of Sardis and his word to them. In the book of Revelation, chapter 13 and verse 3, it says, remember therefore how that has received and heard, and hold fast and repent. And therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. Lord, we thank you for your word to us. Let this word today quicken us, direct us, O God, to fill us with courage to go on and serve you. Let this word of yours will be a warning, a rebuke, a correction, and direction of life. I pray for fruit here and a fruit in everywhere. This message will go on to each and every member, family, and congregation of the church in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I pray for souls to be saved, for a new people to come to you, O God. Anoint my lips and put verses and statement. Let the message be flowing and directed, O God, according to your will and your command. We thank you, God. We bless you. This is all we ask and I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. The church in Sardis has the reputation being alive, but they are dead. People see them alive, but they are dead. We had said that this church had received good thing and they had heard also good things, but they seem that they are forgetful. And that's why he told them, remember, not only forgetful, but they were also unfaithful. So they forget what they have received and what they had heard from the Lord, and they did not put these things into practice. We continue today searching scriptures where the word of God, the word of Jesus, tell us to remember. Let's go to the book of Acts, chapter 20. Acts chapter 20 and verse 35. Apostle Paul is speaking to the elders of the church at Ephesus. Acts chapter 20 verse 35, he told them, I have shown you all things How that? So that laboring ye ought to support the weak, and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive. Here, Apostle Paul was reminding them that they need to invest their time and effort to support those who are weak in faith, weak because of certain circumstances or troubles in their lives. And these people, they need an aid and support with their time, help, encouragement, financial help and support, so that they will be able to overcome the obstacles that they are passing through. Those people, they are willing to follow, but since they have circumstances beyond their capability, they were hindered. So he told them to remember the word of Jesus, more blessed to give than to receive. You know, there's a really a time that when we give, I'm thinking about myself, there's a time that when I see there's somebody want to follow and he's hindered, you know, when I'm giving, as if I am receiving. Have you get the point here? When you invest in a certain circumstances that there's a real need, we are really blessed. It's more blessed to give than to receive. When we give to the weak, and the weak, those, not they are poor, but they are weak in certain circumstances that they want to obey God, but they cannot because of hindrance. When we aid them, that aid will help them to overcome that obstacle so their faith will continue. Right. Amen. It's more blessed. We need to help those who are weak. Invest in their lives. In the book of, let's remember these things. Book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Remember, don't be unfaithful. Don't be forgetful. Don't be careless of what you hear and receive. Hebrews 13 and verse 3, they say, remember them that are in bonds, as bound with them, and them which suffer adversity, as being yourself also in the body. He said, remember those who are suffering, those persecuted, those in bonds, those who are in trouble, especially the brethren, those who are of the same faith, and they are in troubles. He say, remember them. Remember those people. Amen. That's here we need to remember. Remember what thou have received and heard. Get hold on it and repent. So there's a time now that there are people who are troubled because of their faith. We need to remember them. We need to help them. We need to go and do our part toward them, to invest in their lives. Amen. In verse 1 and 2 in Hebrews 13, let the brotherly love continue. Let's come from charity and love now. How we can remember? Because we have love. And he say also, do not be forgetful to entertain strangers, for there be some have entertained angels unawares. When we help the strangers, as if we are helping the Lord. The strangers, one of the categories in the Bible that God wants us to help them, because they are new to the place and they need help. And as we help those categories, as we remember the weak, as we remember those who are suffering, those who are in bond, those in the prison because of faith, as we remember them and help them and aid them, the Lord also will remember us and help us and He reward us. Amen. This is the things that the Lord today wants us to remember as a church. Let's go to the now to Luke chapter 24. God is giving us our assignments. Amen? Don't say, I don't know what to do. We have assignments. Luke chapter 24, verse 6. You know, when the angel of the Lord appeared to the woman, and when they came to the tomb of Jesus, He told them, He is not here, but is risen. Remember how He spake unto you when He was yet in Galilee. He is speaking here about the resurrection of Christ. And He told them that Christ told you that He will resurrect also. And today, as we are reminded that Christ risen from the dead, even we as we have faith on Him, we are reminded today that also the promise of God for us is valid. That when the Lord will come, He will take us with Him to heaven. When He will come, the Lord will come, He will judge. He will come with judgment. He will reward the righteous and He will judge the wicked. In the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when the Lord will come, we need to be ready because He will come for judgment and reward. We need to be ready for His second coming. How many of you are ready for the second coming of the Lord? How many of you are living in God's will? How many of you had stopped the sins that God told you to stop? How many of you are moving in the narrow way and narrow gate that God had ordained for you? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15, when He will come, what will be happening? And let's read verse 51 and verse 52. So we can understand why we need to be ready. There's no time to be wasted. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. When He will come and we are still alive, we'll be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Amen. Twinkling of an eye. I ask one girl, she has a date with a man. She met him in a restaurant. I say, what you did? She said, we did nothing. We just eat. That's all. We didn't speak anything bad. I said to her, then let me ask you one question. If the Lord would come that time, He will take you or He will leave you? She said, He will leave me. So I told her, do you understand what you did wrong? She said, yes. Amen. So, hi, hello to the boyfriend. How are you? Happy birthday. Happy New Year. Let us watch our ways well. And the promise of God, even for us, if the Lord will tarry and we will die, the Lord will raise up again from dead. As the promise of the Lord for us, let's read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4. First Thessalonians chapter 4, and let's read verse 15 to verse 18. First Thessalonians 4:18, warning message. God is warning us today. He says, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring them with him. For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with him in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with this word. You see here, to be with the Lord is a very short period, twinkling of the eye. In a moment will be changed. That's why we need to be ready for the coming of the Lord. And for this reason, we need to preach the gospel to the people around us. We need to go to them with the message that God wants us to tell them. In the book of 2 Timothy, chapter 2 and verse 8. Apostle Paul said to the church to remember this is assignments. There's warning, there's assignment in the message. As commitment, let us take seriously what God is speaking to us today. 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 8, remember that Jesus Christ of the seed of David was raised from the dead according to my gospel. Apostle Paul was preaching the gospel, that's his gospel. Now we need to be ready with the message. Every one of us need to be ready with a message how to share to people. The message is, speak about first yourself, how you met Christ, your story with him. Speak about his story, about Christ, what he did on the cross, when he died for the forgiveness of our sins, and relate Christ's work to the life of the person that you are preaching the gospel to him. We need to reach people today, because Christ's coming is sure. Evangelism, lack of evangelism is sin. Remember how that you receive and you heard. We need to put into practice. There are people, they are perishing. They need Christ in their life, and we need to go to them to help them. And speaking about second coming of Christ, and speaking about his coming judgment, we need to be aware that we need to be ready. We need to quit sin. And the Lord say in the book of Luke, Book of Luke, chapter 17, and verse 32, mark it in your Bible. Luke chapter 17, verse 32, he told them, remember Lot's wife. Speaking about the judgment of God, the second coming of Christ. Speaking about how we need to prepare ourselves for His coming. The example of Lot's wife is a good example for us to study today. Remember Lot's wife. We know the story of Lot, how he was residing in Sodom, and the Lord sent His angel to Lot to take him out from that place. Let's go to Book of James, chapter 19. Book of Genesis, chapter 19, and let's read some of the scriptures. This is verse 12 and verse 13. The two angels that God sends to take Lot out and to warn him and to see the situation there. Book of Genesis 19, verse 12. And the man said unto Lot, hast thou here any besides son-in-law, and thy sons, and thy daughters, and whatsoever thou hast in the city, bring them out of this place. For we will destroy this place, because the cry of them is waxing great before the face of the Lord, and the Lord has sent us to destroy it. Now here was a warning message that God will bring destruction soon to the place. And He told Lot, if you have anyone here, you go and speak to them, to God with you. God wants us this day to go to the people that they are dear to us, people that we know, parents, children, siblings, friends, neighbors, especially those who are having the same faith but they have gone away from the Lord. God wants us today to warn them to come back to the right way that God wants them to be. As a church, that's our mission today. That's our assignment. Preaching the gospel, preparing ourselves and preparing others for the second coming of Christ. In verse 15, on the same chapter, let's read then, when Noah joined Lot, and when the morning arose, then the angel hastened Lot, saying, arise, take thy wife and thy two daughters, which are here, lest thou be consumed in the iniquity of the city. And while he lingered, the man laid hold upon his hand and upon the hand of his wife and upon the hand of his two daughters. The Lord being merciful unto him, and they brought them forth and set him without the city. We need as a church to lay hand on people, to pull them out when it is needed, the situation is urgent, we need to do that. And it came to pass in verse 17, when they had brought them forth abroad, that he said, the instruction, escape for thy life, look not behind thee, neither neither stay thou in all the plain. Escape to the mountain, lest thou be consumed. Now hear the instruction that he taught them. Escape for your life. Look not behind. Neither stay thou in the plain. And we know that message was a serious message. Even today the message is serious. And we can read in verse 26, but his wife looked back from behind him and she became a pillar of salt. The outcome of this, that Lot and his two daughters were saved. God has mercy on them. Lot asked to go to a small city called Zoar. The angel granted to him his request because he can't climb mountain. They were saved, but his wife became pillar of salt. What we learn from Lot's wife? He say, remember Lot's wife. Every time I go through this, I'm learning new things about Lot's wife. First, our salvation is a personal one. But I want to say here, the angel were there, Lot was there, the two daughters also was there, but no one of them could help her to be saved, because she had made her own decision to disobey the instruction that was given very clearly to her. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you are boasting, my parents are Christian, they are praying for me. Do not help if you will come. My wife is Christian. My husband is a Christian. They can't help. It is your personal decision to obey the message and to follow God. Also, to go along people who are Christians can't help, because the judgment of God, it depends on your commitment toward Him and what you are doing in your life toward God. Our salvation is a free, but the Word of God tells us the following in the book of Philippians. Book of Philippians chapter 2. Verse 12. Apostle Paul told them, wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. We need, every one of us need to work out his own salvation with God. You know, salvation is free, but it costs us all what we have. That should be clear to us. Remember Lot's wife. We need to be very careful, take seriously the message. The message was very clear to her. Not to look behind. Look not behind thee, and she disobeyed the instructions that God gave to her. What else we can learn from the example of, remember Lot's wife? We as a follower of Christ, we should not slow down. We should not stop. We should not look back. We should not slow down or stop. Give me space. And I want to rest now. And I am tired now. It will not work with God. We are losing our salvation with such things. Escape for your life. Remember what thou hast received and heard. Take hold on them and repent. We are accountable to what we have received from the Lord. The instruction. Remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife, she received very clear message. But she put it aside. She turned back. Don't look back. Don't look back to the old life, life of sin. Going back to telling lies, cheating, immoralities, boyfriends. Don't go back to these. Don't go back to these things. To injustice, bribing, stealing, abuse, taking advantage, life of sin. Don't turn back. Lot's wife, she was enticed by the riches of Sodom and Gomorrah. Don't look back to the Facebook, to the YouTube, and the TV, and the worldly things. Don't allow your emotion to control you, to lead you to disobey the word of God. Let me tell you one more thing about Lot's wife. Lot's wife, she went out from Sodom. She took the journey. But she was not able to enter Zoar. She was not able to enter eternal life. You see the point? There are Christians who have walked with God long distance, but now they are not. Have you get the point? Remember Lot's wife, what happened to her. What else about Lot's wife? Lot's wife, listen to this. Lot's wife has lost everything in Sodom. Their house, everything in the house, she lost it. Amen? But she was unsaved. Have you get the point here? You may lose all things, but still, since you are not continuing to do the work of God to the end, you will be left behind. You will be unsaved. What more we can speak about Lot's wife? I want to speak about the justice of God. Look back to the book of Genesis chapter 19 and verse 26. Genesis 19 verse 26. Say, but his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. In the NIV say, and Lot's wife looked back, and she became pillar of salt. You know, when you read it like this, you know, just a look, God will bring such judgment. But when read it in the King James Version, it is more clear what she did. She looked back, but his wife looked back from behind him. She looked back behind her husband. Why she looked back behind her husband? Because the message was very clear that day. Don't look back. Everyone hear it. She hear it. The daughters hear it. He hear it. Have you get the point? She cannot do it in front of him because already very wrong. She want to hide herself behind him. She was enticed by her sinful nature inside her. She do it adamantly. That's why the judgment of God came through in her life. And even today, you know, yes, I'm speaking to you. whether you are here or in other places, don't be hard-headed. God will not change His word. God will not change His judgment unless you repent and follow the instruction that He gave clearly to us in His word and with the reward that the Holy Spirit is sending to His church. Let's all stand. Let's all stand. Let's repent. Remember what thou have received. You know, the Church of Sardis, they have the reputation being alive, but they are dead. You know, people, they look about your past. But God look about your present. People look about where you have been before, and they'll make judgment. But God is looking today about how about you today? Repent now. Come to God. If you are slowing down, if you are slouching with the Christ, if you had stopped, if you had get vacation, there is no like that. Remember Lot's wife. Lot's wife, she went out the whole journey. She lost her house, everything there she has, she lost it. But she was unsaved. Don't be like her. God will not change His word. He will do it. I assure you. Let's repent better and come to God. Come to God, love the Lord with all your heart, with all your strength, with all your mind. Don't be in touch with the worldly things, material things, your hard-headedness, keep it aside, your pride, your arrogance. God can see everything, the motive behind every work. Oh God, grant your people repentance. Send your word, O God, to them. Change them to repent, to come to you, to surrender their life to you. Lord, help. Help those who are weak and help us to help the weak, O God. Those who are in trouble, those who need help. Those who want to follow but they cannot because of hindrances. Help us to reach them and help them, O God. In the name of Jesus. We commit ourselves, Lord, to preach your word to those around us, to give warning, to pull people hands, to bring them out. Whenever we are called, Lord, we will do it. Lead us and guide us. Take your word and make us spread, O God. Lord, bless us. Enlarge our territory, God. Let your hand be with us. Keep us, Lord, from harm, so that we will not feel pain.
No other way.
may the grace of the Lord Jesus and love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Ghost be with us all. In Jesus' name, Amen and Amen.